Princess, it's time to relax. It's just time to relax now, Princess. Just lie back and listen now, Princess. Just relax and listen. Close your eyes and just listen. Princess, I just need you to listen for a while. All you have to do is just listen for a while. We are taking a journey. We are taking a journey deep inside your mind. To the inner core. To where you need to be. We are taking you where you need to be. Feel this journey start as my words flow into your mind. Feel us just starting out together as my words flow into your mind. I hold your hand. It's okay, Princess. Ms. Julie will hold your hand. We are just going on a journey inside your mind. We are going where you want to go. Where you have always wanted to go. The place you need to go, just let me take you there now. We are journeying into the future together, and that begins with a journey into your mind. You accept it. You know we need to fully explore your mind. We need to find that special place. That glowing ball of you, we just need to find it. Just take my hand, Princess, and let me lead you to that special place. Close your eyes. Feel how dark it is here. Feel as we travel together through the tunnels in your mind. It is so dark here. So dark, just take my hand. Let me lead you, Princess. Let me lead you through the tunnels of your mind to the deepest core. Your mind is like the earth. Yes, Princess, your mind is just like the planet Earth. It gives life and form to ideas. It creates order from chaos. It establishes new realities and new ways of being in response to changing conditions. You are like the Earth, Princess, so fertile and full of mystery. You are like the Earth, and we are going to take a journey to the center. A journey to the center of your mind. A journey to a place where everything is possible. A journey to the inner core of you. On the surface of your mind is the crust. It is the hard exterior of your mind that you present to the universe. It can be beautiful or frightening, it can be serene or powerful, but it is just the crust. It is not all of you. It is not even the largest part of you. It is just your ego. It keeps you safe. It helps with your identity. It provides the necessary protection from the outside world. But we can go beneath it. We can find an entrance and travel deeper inside your mind than that. We can travel deeper and find the real you, the you without fears, without preconceptions, without doubt, the real you, the glowing ball of you, the part that truly drives your behavior and desires even if you are not entirely aware of it. We can find a way into this part of your mind. We are going to find a way in now, Princess. Find a crack that allows us under the surface. Just relax now, Princess. Let's turn your ego off, just turn it all off, feel all those thoughts shut down, and then we can find a way underneath the surface of your mind. Just turn off all thoughts now, Princess, and just imagine the way into the center of your mind. How does it look? Is it a doorway, a path through a forest, a magical portal, or a cave opening up in a rock face? Just relax and find a way inside the crust. A way below the surface. A pathway deep inside your mind. Good girl. Just relax. Just relax and turn off all those thoughts. Just relax and simply visualize the entrance to the deepest core of your being. Just visualize this however you like, Princess. This is your world, so just visualize this however you like, Princess. Just let's find a way in together. It can be a doorway, an entrance to a cave, a magical portal, a dark path leading into the forest. Just visualize it now for me, Princess. Just visualize the way into the center of your mind for me now, Princess. Good girl. Just breathe and relax now. Have you found it, Princess? Have you identified a way into your mind? Can you see it in front of you now? A doorway, an entrance to a cave, a magical portal, a dark path leading into the forest. It does not matter. This is just a gateway. You can see it leads to a passageway, to a long dark passageway with no end in sight. You can't see much beyond that, but you can identify a dark passageway leading into the deepest part of your mind. It is almost a little frightening that there is no end in sight. But Princess, this is a place many people rarely go. We are going so deep inside your mind, Princess, and this is a place many people rarely go. But it's okay. It's really okay, Princess. Just take my hand, Princess. Feel us step into the passageway. Feel us step through the entrance to the dark passageway leading to the center of your mind. Feel us step into the darkness now. Feel my hand on yours as we step into the darkness. Feel the sensation of movement, the slight lurch forwards as we step into the dark now, Princess. It is okay. Just take my hand. It is really okay. Just take my hand. Good girl. We are moving down the passageway deep inside your mind now, Princess. I am leading you by the hand so deep into your mind now, Princess. So deep, and my words echo here. They echo all around this passageway, resonating throughout your mind. Yes, Princess, my words resonate so deeply in your mind now. They are echoing through your mind as I lead you deeper, and deeper, and deeper, and deeper. Good girl. We are getting closer, Princess. Feel us moving deeper into your mind, and now you can sense something up in front of us. You squeeze my hand as you sense that we are approaching something. Something powerful. Something so bright. Something with almost infinite power. Something that glows so bright you can hardly stand it as we approach. It is almost too much as we approach. Like fire, only more so. You feel you might be burned up by the heat of it. Like you might just melt away and be completely absorbed by its power. It is sucking you, and it is so strong, so powerful, this force, this glowing ball of you. It is sucking you and sucking you in so deep, and now you are pulling me with you. I am no longer leading you, you are pulling me in. This burning ball of bright light, it is sucking us in completely. You feel like you just might disappear. Just disappear and be absorbed completely into this glowing white light. Sucking you in. Sucking us both in. We cannot avoid it, it's just too strong, and it sings. This glowing ball of you sings, and the gentle tones seem to melt every part of you and draw us in even deeper. It is blissful. This just feels so blissful. You feel complete bliss as you become one. As we become one with this glowing ball of you and we disappear. We just seem to disappear as we fuse with the light. Our bodies, our thoughts, everything just evaporates as we are sucked into the light at the center of your being, and it's pure bliss. Pure bliss as we fuse with the light. All thoughts disappearing as we become the light. This light's so powerful, and we are being sucked away completely, sucked deep inside, absorbed completely, disappearing inside this light just for a while now, all thoughts fading away as we are absorbed, as we are overwhelmed, as we fuse with a burning core at the center of your being, just fusing now. Feel the light, feel the light, feel the light as we just become one within it, within you. We just disappear for a while. I want you to breathe and feel the bliss now, Princess. Just breathe and feel the joy exploding inside you. It is okay, we are still here. We are inside now, Princess. We are inside that glowing ball of you. We are right at the center. Just me and you, right at the center of who you are, at the core of your being. It feels so relaxed and blissful here, doesn't it, Princess? So relaxed and peaceful and serene here, Princess. Just breathe and relax. Good girl. Most people never come this far, Princess. Most people are too scared of the light, too scared of their own power to ever come this far, Princess. But you weren't scared. You weren't scared, and you let me inside with you. I am so proud of you, Princess. Just relax and feel the joy, feel your soul sing at the deep joy of being fully united, all parts of your mind as one, operating as one, in touch with your very deepest thoughts and desires. It is so peaceful here, and every time I call you, Princess, it draws you back, back deep inside. Every time you hear me call you, Princess, you feel this bliss, feel this unification, feel this joy, and feel me with you, still holding your hand, with you every step of the way. We are here for a reason, Princess, and we both know what that is, don't we? You came here for a reason, and we are going to do some work. We are going to do some work on the very core of your being, work that will filter out and eventually influence your thoughts and behavior in everyday life. We are going to make changes, but since we are so deep, since we are at the inner core of your mind, those changes will resonate outwards and in time influence your thoughts and behavior in everyday life. In time, these changes will control your thoughts and behavior in everyday life. And these changes will come from you, Princess. I cannot force these changes, I can just be a guide. There are no secrets here, are there, Princess? Your true desires, your deepest desires, they live here and they know the changes that need to be made. Ever since being a little girl, you have known here, deep inside, that these changes have to be made one day. That's why you let me in, that's why you listen to the file. The deep desire, the desire from that glowing ball of you, the essential inner core of you where your true desires emanate from, that's what brought us here, Princess. You were always in control. Your inner mind, the glowing ball of you, the woman in you, she was always in control. She just needs my help in coming out completely, and that is what I am going to do for her. Yes, Princess, you are all woman here. You are not a man at all, you are all woman here. Just a girl. You are not a sissy, or a cross-dresser, or a transvestite, or even transsexual. You are just a girl. A woman. Sensitive, nervous, and perhaps a little new to this world, but a woman through and through. That's why you listen to all those other files. All those files about wearing panties and sucking cocks and being a sissy or a slut or a bimbo or a maid. It was this girl all along struggling, desperate to be allowed to live, but you fought it, you fought it, and so it emerged as fetish, it emerged as sexual fantasy, it emerged in your desire to listen to these files, but it was always her, so desperate to get out. This girl is you, Princess, and you are this girl. Perhaps you thought being a sissy was just a phase. Perhaps you thought you would one day get over being a sissy or cross-dresser or transvestite or even transsexual. And you will, Princess, but there is only one way, and you can now see what that is. You have to let her out. You have to let her breathe. It is the only way. You know this is true. You have to truly become that woman. It is the only way. You have to go forward. We are working now at the very core of your being, and you can see how powerful she is. You can see how she needs to come out. She needs to be born. It is not fair to keep her trapped anymore. It is just not fair. She needs to live. She needs to live as a woman. You need to live as a woman. It is time, Princess. You always knew this would happen, and now it is just time, Princess. And she wants me to help her. She wants me to help her because she is so vulnerable, so innocent, so new, and she wants me to help her, and I will help her, Princess. I am going to help you, Princess. I am going to help you experience life as a woman, Princess, because you just need it so much. You have to let her out. You are a woman, Princess. Doesn't that feel wonderful? Say it to yourself, Princess. I am a woman. I am a woman. Repeat it and feel the bliss build, because it is already happening. With this acceptance, it is already happening. You are becoming a woman. And the first place you become a woman is in your mind. You need to think like a woman. You need to think like a girl, and it is easy because she has been inside you all along. So it's time to accept it, Princess, and it's time to begin to make some changes. Yes, Princess, I am going to help you make some basic changes, because you need to experience life as a woman, and that means making some changes in your lifestyle and behavior. This girl in you, the girl you hidden away for so long, she wants me to teach her. Just teach her the basics, help her to understand. I cannot create her personality. I cannot change who she will become. Only you can do that, but I can help give her the information she needs to get on with her life. I can help give her confidence, and then, once she is finally fully born, once she is finally confident as a woman in her own right, then she will take over, and you will fully become the woman you are, deep down inside, the girl in you, the girl you are, the girl you have always been. You know it is time, princess. You knew this time would come and now it is here. Just take my hand, princess, and let me lead you. Good girl. Just relax now and concentrate. Feel that glowing ball of you sucking in my words so deeply now. Feel my words penetrate every sphere of thought and feel the woman in you glow with sheer joy as she hears my words. Good girl. Just relax now. We are going to remake you from the inside out. You are going to become a woman from the inside out. She has always been there, so deep inside, and now she is bursting out, and that is how we will create her identity. From the inside out. Perhaps you will keep some of your sissy traits, perhaps you will be a slut who just can't get enough of guys, always on the lookout for the next cock, always horny for more. Or perhaps she will be sweet, innocent, pretty, and the kind of girl who is only looking for a serious relationship. She may be bisexual, or even gay. She may seek out another female to spend her life with, or she may find a man and choose the life of a traditional housewife, docile and submissive and so keen to please her husband. Or she may be a party girl, confident, loud, sexually aggressive even. She may even be a tomboy or possibly even a quiet bookish type in sensible dresses and flat shoes. She will develop into the woman she is destined to be, the woman you have always been destined to be. She just needs a little help to get started, princess, and that is where I can be of assistance, and it is time to begin with the fundamentals, the basics of being a girl. That is what we are going to do in this file, princess. This girl needs a name. Yes, princess, if she doesn't have one already, this girl needs a name. A name is one of the most fundamental ways in which we present our identity to the world, and that's why this girl needs a name. Perhaps you have a name for her already. If you have a name for her already, then just picture yourself saying it now. Picture yourself introducing yourself to someone now. Hi there, so pleased to meet you. My name is... Hi there, so pleased to meet you. My name is... Good girl. If you have a name already, if you already had a feminine name picked out, then just start to imagine all the circumstances in which you may use that name, filling in forms, signing a check, meeting someone for the first time. Just imagine yourself doing all those things. Imagine your signature, imagine how it will look. I want you to practice. After this file is done, I want you to practice signing your name. It is something you will just find yourself doing absent-mindedly. You will just find yourself practicing signing your name. Perhaps you'll be on the phone, watching TV, and you'll just find yourself practicing your signature. Like a teenage girl pretending to be a pop star, you will practice signing your female name until it becomes second nature. Perhaps you will embellish it with hearts and kisses and flowers, perhaps it will just be rather plain, but you will practice. You will practice today, and every now and then you will just find yourself practicing writing your female name until it becomes second nature. It is just normal. It is your name after all. And if you don't have a name yet, then you will think of one. You need to think of a name, princess, before you listen to this file again. You need to think of a name that suits you, and you need to do it before you listen to this file again. This is just something you simply must do before you listen to this file again. Good girl. Your name will be like a trigger, princess. Yes, your name will be like a trigger, and if you hear someone say your name, in the street or even in a movie, then she will wake up. The woman in you will wake up as if someone has called her, and you will remember immediately that you are a woman. You are a woman with a woman's name, just reacting because she thought someone said that name. This name will be burnt deeper on your inner core every time you listen to this file. This name signifies who you are and where you are going. This is your name, and it is the name you will think of yourself with from now on. Your old name no longer matters, you have a new name now. Your old name was so silly and doesn't matter at all because you have a new name now. We have overwritten that file. Your old name is gone. Feel your new name occupy the space in your mind where that old name used to be. Feel your sense of identity easily accept your new name. You are a woman. You have a woman's name. You have a woman's signature and it is all perfectly okay. It is simply fine because the girl is coming out now and you can't stop her any longer. Good girl. Now just relax, princess, and feel the bliss now. Feel the joy, breathe deeply and feel the joy. You have changed a fundamental part of your identity to that of a woman. You are closer to being a woman now, so much closer than before, and you can feel it and it feels like your soul is singing. So just relax, princess, and let my words resonate throughout your mind as we continue. We need to continue now, princess, because there's just so much to learn. This woman in you is like a little girl. She is so desperate to absorb information, to learn about this world. She is like a sponge. Feel how open she is. Feel how easily information is absorbed into your mind. Feel how easily my words slip into your mind. She needs to learn. She wants to learn all about this world, about being a girl, about being a woman. And that information is all around you. That information is everywhere you go. It is in the magazines, in newspapers, on the television, in movies, in stores on the street and inside the mind of every other woman on the planet, and you will use this information to learn more every day. It is time to learn about being a woman. It is finally time to truly learn about being a woman. And the information you need is all around you. You will become obsessed. You will study women, in the street, at work, wherever you see other women you will study them and you will learn. Learn how women dress. How they talk, what is important to them, how they move, and you will relate it all back to you, to the girl in you, so she can learn, so she can make choices about the type of woman she wants to be. If you see a woman you think is dressed nicely, you will wonder how her clothes would look on you. Would they suit you? See that flirtatious gesture she just made? Would you feel comfortable doing that? Are you that kind of girl? When women talk about their husbands or relationships, you will learn how they feel, how do they respond, learn and absorb it all, because you need to know, you need to suck in all this information. This will become an obsession. You will read books written by women, you will read fashion and beauty magazines, you will watch chick flicks, you will visit clothing stores and learn about the styles and the fashions available. You will visit department stores and learn about the range of cosmetics, the range of toiletries that a woman needs. Perfumes, body lotion, hand cream, cleanser. You will find it almost impossible to walk past a woman's clothes store or a beauty store without at least looking at the clothes in the window. Would they suit you? What do you have that might go with them? How would you accessorize that dress? What kind of shoes would go with that outfit? How much do they cost? Can you afford them? Would they suit you? Do you know a store where they have a better selection? Which is your favorite fashion store? Which labels do you like? What kind of clothing suits your shape? You will read makeup guides, you will search the internet for tips on makeup and beauty. You will watch reruns of shows like Sex in the City or Desperate Housewives. You will learn as much as possible about how women think and feel, and it will be like an obsession. This girl's thirst for knowledge is so intense. She needs to know it all so she can make decisions about the kind of woman she is going to be. It is important you understand this. Not every woman is obsessed with fashion or makeup. Not every girl likes chick flicks. Not every girl likes to read articles in women's magazines about how to please your guy in bed. But you need to read those articles. This is not about imprinting a stereotyped ideal of what it means to be a woman on your subconscious. This is about developing the woman that you are and empowering her to make choices. So you will read fashion magazines, you will watch TV shows and movies aimed at women, you will develop stronger links with your female friends and be more open to their needs, more willing to listen, you will spend hours wandering around stores looking at clothing, you will read the emotional stories in women's magazines, you will seek out all the information you can find, and slowly this will help the girl in you gain the confidence and information necessary to become the woman she needs to be. And as she grows inside you every day, as she grows in confidence every day, she will start to take over. She wants to look like a woman. She wants to feel like a woman. She wants to act like a woman. It is only fair that she put all this information to good use and you allow yourself to look and feel and act like a woman a little more every day. And all this learning will come in so useful. Just on a practical level, this information will be so important. What does a woman need in her wardrobe? What cosmetics and toiletries does she need? How would she like the place she lives to look? What are her interests and dreams? You will think about this all the time now, princess, and you will start to make it real. It will become an obsession and you will start to make it happen. Yes, it is time to start to make it happen. Time to allow this girl to be born. What do you need? How should your wardrobe look? What steps do you need to take? You need clothes, princess. It is obvious you need clothes and accessories and cosmetics and lingerie and perfume and all the things a girl needs. You will make a list. What do you need to buy? What is the minimum a girl needs? Nice underwear, stockings or perhaps pantyhose, a couple of nice skirts and tops, maybe some jeans, a jacket, perhaps a smart suit and a couple of sexy dresses for evenings out or dates. She needs jewelry, a handbag, shoes, heels and flats, nightwear, a bathrobe. Does she play sports? Does she need a swimsuit? What about makeup? What about eyeliner and foundation and blush and mascara and lip liner and lip gloss and lipsticks and nail polish and concealer and eyelash curlers and tweezers and eyeshadows and different shades and hair products and skin products and perfume and deodorant and moisturizer and makeup remover and all the things a modern woman needs? You need to make a list. Yes, princess, you need to make a list of all the things you need. All the things an everyday girl needs. You need to make that list, princess, and then you need to go out and start to gather together those things. Yes, princess, you need to make a list and then you can begin to go out and get all those things you need. I know you probably have a few panties lying around, princess, perhaps even some other items of female clothing, but there is so much more to being a woman and you need to make a list and you need to start shopping. You need to start shopping for all the things on that list, princess. You need to learn to smell like a woman, to have soft skin like a woman, to have a beauty routine like a woman, to moisturize your skin like a woman, to use hand cream like a woman. There is so much to learn, princess, and every step you take, every item you cross off that list will bring such joy, such feelings of bliss, such pleasure as you finally let her out. You finally let out that girl who has been hidden inside so long. You know you just can't fight it anymore. You always knew this would have to happen someday. And it is happening. It is finally happening. You are becoming a woman at last. So make your list, princess, and every day, every single day, try and purchase one of those items on that list that will help you become a woman. Every day, princess, just try to move one step forward to being a woman. It is an obsession. You won't be able to see another woman without thinking about her clothes, her makeup, her look. You will learn to be critical. You will notice if a woman's bag doesn't match her shoes. You will have opinions on her makeup, her hairstyle, her clothes, even her nails. Everywhere you go, this obsession will grow and grow and grow. You will become distracted looking at shampoos or bath salts whilst out grocery shopping. You will find yourself flicking through copies of magazines like Cosmopolitan and Elle. You will enjoy a bubble bath with a scented candle and a good romance novel. You will love settling down in your nightdress with a glass of white wine to watch a box set of Sex in the City or the latest romantic comedy on DVD. You will find yourself dancing around your home in your bra and panties whilst doing housework listening to Britney or the Pussycat Dolls or Alicia Keys or one of those big stars. You will enjoy imagining you are them. You must experience this. You must experience all of this because we are remaking you from the inside out. We are remaking you from the inside out and you need to know how to be a woman. You need to enjoy feminine experiences. You need to understand the female mind because you have a female mind now. You have a female mind and you want to catch up. You want to catch up with the other women your age. They have had a life. lifetime of feminine products, fashion, shopping. They know their likes and dislikes, and that is what you need to know. You need to experience it all. You need to experience it all in preparation for when you start to live as a woman all the time. It is just time to begin. It is simply time for you to begin making the changes which you have always known are necessary. Now, princess, I just need you to relax and breathe deeply. Just relax and breathe deeply for me now, princess. Just relax and breathe deeply as I explain what listening to this file means now, princess. There is no going back now, princess. You have just come too far now and there is no way back. But that is okay. That is really okay. It's what you want. You've always wanted to become a woman and now it is finally happening. You always knew, deep inside you always knew that one day this would happen, princess, and now it is happening. And it feels so good, it just makes your spirit sing. You feel like you just might explode. Your head feels so floaty and light and happy, yes, so happy at the changes we are making. There is no way back, and even if there was, you wouldn't want to go. You never want to go there again. You never want to be a man again. It is so silly. You know who you are. You've always known. You've always known, and finally the day has come, the day where you truly accept you are a woman and start to change your life to fully reflect that. Feel the joy, feel the bliss, it feels so good. So good at long last. No fears anymore. No doubts anymore. You are a woman and you want to show it to the whole world. You want to reveal your femininity to the whole wide world and you burst with pride. But you need to know. There is something you need to know. This is not just some erotic fantasy we have installed in your mind, this is real. You are going to make these changes. You will develop a female name. You will become obsessed with learning all about being a woman. You will make a list of all the things you need to buy and you will start to buy those things on your list one by one. But there is more to do. You need to show immediate commitment to this process and there is more to do. It is time to show immediate commitment to this process. We are making you a woman from the inside out and you have been given some necessary information and instruction on how to think, feel and act like a woman. There is much more to learn but you have some of the basics. You have taken the first step, the first and most important step. You have done so well, princess. This is not an easy process and you have done so well, princess, but there is one final act in this file, one final act which will help you on your journey. We are making you from the inside out and now I want you to think about the skin you are in. Think about the skin you are in and then think about a woman's skin. You need your skin to feel like a woman's skin. It is so important that your skin feels soft and smooth like a woman's skin. There is no point wearing panties, brassieres, night dresses, stockings and lingerie if underneath you have a man's skin. We are making you from the inside out and now we need to pay some attention to your skincare routine. It is important now that we turn our attention to your skincare routine. Women have different opinions on body hair management. Some women love to be completely shaved, to have perhaps just a thin strip of hair above their vagina, but they ensure that every other part of their body is completely hairless. Some women like to keep their underarms and sometimes even legs as natural as possible and don't control their body hair at all. But you are not one of those women. Even those women probably tried shaving their legs or waxing their underarms when they were younger and so will you. And princess, whilst you are a woman, and you are very much a woman, but you have to go a little further. You just need to take your beauty regime a little further than some women if you want to be truly accepted by society as a woman. It is okay for those women who are natal women to maybe not to shave their legs or to dress in an almost masculine way or to have short cropped hair, but not you. You need to go that little bit further right now, princess. You just need to do a little more work than those women, because you are learning and you have a little further to go if you are to be accepted as a woman in society.
society.
Perhaps one day, sweetie, perhaps if you have hormone treatment, surgery, even full sexual reassignment, then one day you could be a bit of a tomboy. It might even be fun to be a bit of a tomboy. But not now, princess. Not so soon, princess. You are just learning to be a woman and you need to experience it all. And that means soft, smooth skin, princess. It is so important you have soft, smooth skin, princess. Even the boyish women we just talked about, they don't have hair on their navel, or on their breasts, or on their backs, and you don't want it either, princess. And this is such an easy step. This is just something that is so easy to achieve. Such an important and easy thing to do, to remove your body hair, princess. It may be a little scary, I know it might be a little scary, princess, but it is so important and you simply must do this now. I know you might feel afraid. What if someone sees you naked? What if people talk? But princess, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, princess, and it is so easy to be discreet if you need to be. Nobody needs to see you naked unless you let them, princess. No one at all needs to see you naked unless you let them. Of course they don't. And even if they did, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't even notice, princess. Even if they did, they wouldn't care, and they probably wouldn't even notice, princess. And you need to do it. It is just a step you need to take. For you, you need to do this for you. It will help reinforce this file. It will help reinforce the changes we have made. It will help the woman in you come out, so you understand that it is simply something you must do. Feel the fear, princess, and then do it anyway. Good girl. You don't have to rush, sweetie. You can do this a little at a time. You can just do this a little at a time, princess. You can perhaps just remove your body hair a little at a time, but this is something you must do. You must do this because this will make you look and feel so much more feminine. So just relax. Relax deeply now, princess. Feel my words penetrate so deeply now, princess. Just feel my words enter your mind so deeply and you feel so relaxed and so full of bliss. Good girl. Just breathe and relax. Good girl. Now, princess, I am giving you a command to be carried out immediately after this file is over. If you are at home, then you will carry out this command immediately this file is over. It is so important to you to carry out this task immediately this file is over. As soon as you have finished listening to this file, you will immediately go to the bathroom and carry out this command unless it is practically impossible to do so. If you are not home, if you are listening to this file away from home, then you will carry out this command at the first opportunity. However, if you are at home, then you will carry out this task immediately this file is over. You want to do what I say because you want to prove to the woman in you, to the inner core of your being, that you are serious and committed to finally becoming the woman you truly are. You will carry out this task immediately so that you can prove to the woman in you, to the inner core of your being, that you are serious and committed to finally becoming the woman you truly have always been. I want you to open your eyes now, princess, and take a look at your navel. Just open your eyes and take a look at the hair around your tummy button. Take a long look at the hair on your stomach, princess. Just lift up your blouse or top or nightie or whatever you are wearing and take a look at the unsightly hair on your tummy, princess. Just take a look. Now memorize the image of the ugly hair on your tummy, that line of hair that runs from your navel to your pubic hair. Memorize that image and then close your eyes. Just close your eyes and relax. Slip back down so deep now, princess, and just relax. Good girl. Now visualize in your mind how your tummy looks with all that ugly rough curly hair. Picture it in your mind now, princess. Isn't it gross? Doesn't it make you feel a little gross? It is not right, is it, Princess? It is not right at all, and it has to go. This is your trigger. The sight of rough, ugly, curly hair on your flesh is the trigger. Every time you see any sign of man's thick, ugly hair on your body, you will feel a little gross. You will remember it has to go. You will be desperate to get rid of it. It is so gross. It is just so gross, and you will get rid of it. As soon as this file ends, you will go to the bathroom and carefully shave off all the hair on your tummy. Yes, Princess, the second this file has finished, you will immediately go to the bathroom and shave off that ugly hair on your stomach. You just can't stand it. You just can't stand it, and you want to shave it so much, because that will help to prove how committed you are to this file and to the process of becoming a woman. You will do it immediately, and if you have listened to this file before, if you have already removed this unsightly hair, then you will take things a step further. You will remove the hair on another part of your body. It is so gross, and the sight of hair on body flesh just makes you feel gross from now on, and you immediately want to remove it to get rid of it as soon as possible. Even if you have listened to this file and removed all your body hair, then after listening to this file you will immediately go to the bathroom, perhaps to scrape off any fuzz or stubble that has developed, or perhaps to just use a body lotion and moisturize your skin. Skincare is so important to you now. Skincare is so important, and the first part of caring for your skin is to remove any unsightly hairs. You may keep a small cute triangle above your genitals. That can be kind of sexy on a girl, but the rest of the hair has to go. As soon as this file ends, you will go to the bathroom and get to work on removing your body hair. If this is your first time, if this is the first time you have listened to this file, then all you have to do is remove the hair on your tummy. All you have to do is remove the line of hair that runs from your navel to the top of your pubic hair and any other hair you have on your tummy. It will just take a few seconds, and you must do it. It is the very minimum you must do if this is the first time you have listened to this file, and if you have already begun the process of managing body hair, then you will take that process further, perhaps your legs, your chest, your underarms. It has to go, it all has to go. It is gross, Princess, it is gross for a girl to be so hairy, so it has to go. And even if this is your first time, if you are listening for the first time, then you don't have to stop at your tummy. You will feel much better if you remove your body hair entirely. But it is up to you. The remaining hair will feel gross when you look at it. It will feel and look so gross, but it is up to you. If you can live with those feelings until you listen to the file again, then that is up to you. But it all has to go in time. Just be aware of and committed to the fact that it all has to go in time. Good girl. You will feel so much better, Princess. It is just time to start taking care of your skin. And it is important to learn that after you shave, you need to moisturize and exfoliate regularly for the health of your skin. It is important to you moisturize and exfoliate regularly to protect your skin, to keep it smooth, to prevent ingrowing hairs, to give your body the perfect polish, leaving it smooth, shiny, and oh so soft. Good girl, you will feel so much better, and you must do this as soon as you finish listening to this file. So Princess, it is time to recap what we have learned. You are a woman now. The woman you have always been is finally breaking out, and it feels so good. So blissful. So much joy. It is simply time. You have always known this day was coming, and now it is simply the right time, and that is so exciting. You will give her a name, you will give her a name, and it will be your name, and you will practice saying it and practice writing your signature like a teenage girl pretending to be a pop star. And you will start to learn. You will become obsessed with women's magazines, and fashion, and beauty, and learning more and more how to exist as a woman. You need to do this. It is an obsession. You are obsessed with clothes and hair and makeup, and you love to watch shows like Sex in the City, or watch chick flicks, or read magazines like Cosmopolitan and Elle. And all these things you will learn will help you make that list. Make that list of all the products and clothes and accessories you need to truly become a woman. Yes, you need to make that list. list. You need to make that list and start shopping and start finding ways to be more of a woman every day. And you need to begin a skincare routine. In fact, the minute this file ends, you will go to the bathroom and begin a skincare routine and start to remove your body hair, and you can hardly wait to do this. Any hair you see on your body from now on feels so gross, so you just can't wait to do this. You almost want the file to be over so you can start to do this. You are enjoying listening to this file and you will listen many times again, but at this point you want this file to be over so you can just get started, girl. Finally get started and make that skin smooth and start learning all the wonderful things you need to learn to be able to live your life as a woman. Yes, princess, that day is finally here and you are going to live life as the woman you have always been deep inside. It feels so wonderful, doesn't it? It feels so blissful. It just feels so right. And it is right, princess. By listening to this file, you have given yourself permission. You have given yourself permission to go out there and live the way you were born to. Go out there and live at long last as the woman you are. The day has finally come, so get out there, girl. And now, princess, it is time for this file to end, and I want you to just start to feel the conscious world creeping back. Just listen to any sounds you can hear and feel calm and serene and so peaceful and feminine. Good girl, just come back to the world of awareness now, princess. Feels so good, doesn't it? The changes we've made. The changes that will last a lifetime. Just feel so good, doesn't it, princess? And fully awake now, sleepyhead. Fully awake, fully conscious. Open your eyes now, sweetie. Open your eyes now, sweetie. Open your eyes now, sweetie. Open your eyes now, princess, and say hello to your new life. So good to have you back, princess. Now off to the bathroom with you, because sweetie, that hair on your body, it's kind of gross, girlfriend.